Avos Perikei, Mishnah Yud Beis 5:12, and some Mishnahs 5:15. And now we have another set of four. Here we have four types of students, Arba Midos B'Talmidim. And we'll consider these students based on their abilities on two dimensions. One is their ability to learn quickly, we'll call that intelligence, and one, their ability to retain what they learn, we'll call that memory. So of course, there are four possibilities, four combinations if you have two dimensions. People with good memories, bad memories, quick on the uptake, not quick on the uptake. So the Mishnah says inside, Maher lishmoa u'maher la'abed, if the student is quick to learn, but then quick to forget. So that's yatzeschar b'hafsedo. That means that the benefits of being a quick learner are more than offset by the downside of having a bad memory. Now, something very important here, don't misunderstand. This is the exact same expression we had before, yatzeschar b'hafsedo, from the previous Mishnah. When we say schar and hefsed, we do not mean divine recompense, the reward and punishment one gets in the world to come. One's schar and onesh, is his reward and punishment in the world to come, is totally a function of his choices and the effort he expends to carrying out those choices. Lifum tzara agra, etc. So here we're not talking about schar and onesh at all. We're simply talking about, borrowing an expression, if you will, borrowing a phrase of schar and hefsed, meaning the benefits and liabilities. And here, if you're quick to learn, that's great. But if you're also quick to forget, that's even worse. And whatever benefits there are to being a quick learner are more than offset by the fact that you are have a poor memory. Kasha lishmoa v'kasha la'abed. The second type of student is someone who is finds it difficult to learn. He's not so quick on the uptake, but once he gets it, kasha la'abed, he doesn't forget it easily. So that person, yatzeh hefsedo b'scharo. There is a downside, of course, to being a slow learner, but it's more than offset by being someone who has a good memory. Okay, now this actually has a very important halachic nafkamina, which is, in the theoretical situation where you have enough resources to support one student, let's say you're supporting a student in learning, or let's say you're making a scholarship fund and so on, so the child with the better memory would get priority over the child who's just simply more intelligent, a faster learner, okay? Because in the end of the day, they retain the information. Now, with all four of the possibilities here, no one's suggesting anyone's off the hook from learning or from doing chazara to remember. And to the contrary, a person has to expend himself to learn the best he can, and he'll get schar specifically for whatever efforts he put in. Therefore, if a person has a terrible memory or no memory, hypothetically, still, it behooves them to learn because he gets schar for limud Torah, from learning Torah itself. As far as the forgetting goes, again, there's only so much you can do, but you got to do it. So we already saw in previous Mishnahs back, we talked about how a person is mischai benashu if he forgets his learning, and if you're functioning as a rabbi, so then there isn't any even argument of shogeg. We saw in the previous Mishnahs, but the point here is a person has to do his best to retain. Chazal give advice on that. Number one, first and foremost, is just chazara, review. The Rambam Paskas, whenever you're not learning, you're forgetting. So you got to review from time to time. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, no slouch, review all his learning every 3 days, so you shouldn't forget anything. So to learn in reviewing, and the key to review, I say, is to review it before you forget it. That reinforces it. Once you've forgotten it, it's like you're not reviewing, you're relearning. And second of all, Chazal emphasized the importance of reading out loud, of learning out loud, of speaking your learning out, to involve as many of your senses or body parts or energy as possible. You can write it out, you can speak it out, you can sing it out, you can move your whole body and shuckle it out. All these things add to make the impression on the memory and on the person, so he retains it longer. It's quite a famous humor story about Bruria, Reb Meir's wife, once kicked a student for not learning out loud. In any case, so we got to do our best, but the bottom line is people are different. And the other important takeaway here, I think, is that if you're a teacher, you have to understand people are different. We all may be born free, but we're not born equal. Every student has different capacities and different ways of thinking. And if you're in a classroom setting, you have to realize some kids are smarter than others. Some kids have a better retention than others. And you have to figure out where to pitch your class so that you serve the students as best as you can. Now, there's the third and fourth person. The third person is Maher Lishmoa V'Kashela Abed, someone who learns easily and quickly and then doesn't forget easily what he learned. He retains it. That person is a Chacham. So Chacham here would probably mean, literally, of course, means wise. It may well mean that it means that this person has the attributes of what the Chacham have. In other words, this is sort of the recipe. It's a God. It's largely innately given. But the point is that you're not born a Chacham. You have to work for it. But the attributes you need to become a Chacham are most likely going to be if you have these two virtues. Not necessarily, but that's a typical. You note, of course, here it doesn't say, when we talk about Chacham, we don't have a moral judgment. We're not saying this person is a chassid, for example, of course, because to be a chassid or a rasha would be a function of your bechira, your choices, and this isn't really a choice. Some people are just born with certain gifts and some not. And in fact, the Meir's girsa here is not Chacham, but rather zechelek tov. This person has a good portion, meaning he just got a good portion from Shemaim. He has a good mind. The fourth person is kasha lishmo maher la'abed. It's hard for him to learn, and it's hard for him to remember. He forgets quickly. So that person, zechelek ra, he got a bad portion. You know, that's everyone's different, and this is his lot in life. But this person, because he's not especially intelligent and has a poor memory, so it's going to be hard for him to learn. But nevertheless, he too will get schar for learning. And to the contrary, it's probably harder for him, so he gets more schar for his learning, because lefum tzara agra, the reward is really a function of the effort he puts in. At all events, none of us should stop learning, no matter how hard it is for us and hard for us to retain, because we not only do we get the schar for the effort, but also the bottom line is by a person exerting himself, he becomes better at learning and his memory becomes better. So you want to retain your memory or strengthen your memory. The best thing you can do is to use it and to make use of your memory to remember things to the best of your ability, reviewing in an organized, consistent way. And Be'ez Hashem, everyone will do what they can to learn and know as much Torah as they can.